Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. But don't worry, we will be back tomorrow. Hey, Ask Dr. Jesse Friday is coming around the bend. It's coming right around the bend. So get your questions in now, plus your love, your hate, your death threats to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Let's go back to Diversity Hire real quick, see how she's doing.
From day one, when the Supreme Court made this extreme decision to take away a constitutional right, it was an unconstitutional action by them, a right that was around for almost 50 years, a right that women had to make a decision on their bodies and how they want to start their family.
It's not true. That's not true at all. By the way, on my tipping thing, Chris's wife works for, that almost sounded really bad. That almost sounded terrible. I almost said Chris's wife works for tips. That's not, she's in an industry where she needs tips to survive. Okay. All right. Chris defended the minimum tip, that the automatic tip, the service charge assigned to the receipt, because he said his wife makes way more now because of all the people out there who don't tip. And I've got to claim naivete in this. So before you send me an email as a waiter or waitress, which is great living, by the way, I apparently did not realize that many people didn't tip. That is really, really crappy. That is really, really crappy. I was always taught that's fine if you can't afford to tip, don't go out. Can't afford a tip, don't go out. Apparently, people don't do that. Apparently, they don't realize just the tip is how these people live. That's how these people live. All right, you know what? We're moving on because I have something I need to say. The January 6th protesters, they are political prisoners. The Justice Department is working with the Democratic Party to silence these people, lock them away. They're working to intimidate you by throwing the book at these people. And look, that alone is bad enough. But you know what's really, really crappy is how few people on the right, I'm talking politicians, it is unbelievable our politicians don't raise more of a voice about this, how few people on the right in politics or in office and on the radio and in TV give these guys even a word. You realize? I'll read this email. Dear historian Jesse, I had the privilege of speaking with an older expat from Russia. She was talking to her last weekend. She, of course, mentioned how her granddaughter have to go into college. After going to college, will no longer talk to her because she's a bad person. Anyhow, she shared the story of the great hero Pavlik Morozov, a boy who turned in his father for keeping food during the Great Famine of the 30s. Of course, after his father was taken by the police, his uncle made sure the boy didn't come home. Of course, the great martyrdom was taught in schools. Jackson Refit, the 19-year-old who turned his father into the FBI. That man is going to serve a 7-year sentence. By the way, they were pushing for terrorism stuff. Just for standing outside the Capitol. This dude is going to prison for 7 years. Federal prison for standing outside of the Capitol. He didn't even enter the Capitol grounds. He says, I can use his name. His name is Chaim. He says, P.S., the story of Pavlov is likely not true. Okay, I need to do a couple things here. First, Pavlov or Pavlik, the story is told both ways. I'm going to stick with Pavlov just because it rolls right off the tongue. And I habla a little Russian, Chris. Da! What, Chris? That's Russian. Anyway, the story is this. While Stalin was starving everyone to death because Stalin was a communist, and that's what they do, they begin to spread a story around in the Soviet Union. And the story essentially, I'm making it simple, but this was essentially the story. The story was this. A boy's father and his uncle decided to keep some food instead of turning all the food over to the state, so the state could then redistribute the food as they saw fit. The father was arrested. The uncle, according to the story, there are different versions of it, but the uncle then murdered the boy. The story is very likely untrue, so don't feel sorry for the boy. However, the story was immediately given national prominence in the Soviet Union. They had plays about it. The kid, like the guy said, kids were taught it in school. They were taught it in school because the communists understand you're always conditioning your culture. You're always showing people what they should do. Culture is what you incentivize and what you disincentivize. They were incentivizing family members turning each other in if they violate the laws and rules of the state. That was what they did in the Soviet Union. Back to the January 6th protesters. Don't think for a second your fellow Americans and maybe even your family members wouldn't do it to you. I'm going to play you the wife of Mr. Refit. He's going to prison for 7 years. This is her.
There's not going to be a 1-6er that will not be persecuted for their political ideology. No matter if you are a liberal, you're an independent, you're a Republican, this is not okay. The way that people protest in the future will be determined on their political ideology if it's okay to charge them or not charge them.
You're witnessing a communist conditioning of American society right now. And what they're doing is they're telling you, if you try to stand against the system, if you stand against the Democrats, if you stand against the communist narrative, we will use all of our power, including the justice system, to destroy you. But there's more. They're also incentivizing family members, fellow Americans, to turn in each other. Don't believe me? Do I need to bring it up to you again? The emails that were leaked in St. Louis, the emails that were leaked online, what were those emails? Well, people could call in tips. They could essentially turn in their fellow citizens if they were violating the COVID rules. There were thousands of them. Friends, neighbors, co-workers. Hey, my boss opened up our store today. Please come shut his business down. you should be very much concerned with what's happening around you. And you should be very, very, very concerned about what's happening to the January 6th prisoners. And maybe you're one of these weenie losers on the right who says, I don't care. They went in the Capitol. Throw the book at them. If you're not smart enough or strong enough to see what is happening, to see that they are criminalizing right-wing thought, then I have to be honest with you. But I'm a bad person, so I don't want everyone to think this way. I have to be honest with you. If you're not smart enough or strong enough to care about that, I'm going to laugh when it happens to you. Because they will come for you one day. Don't think for a second it's just Mr. Refit or any of the other January 6th protesters who are rotting in prison. Remember, almost all of these guys are nonviolent with no criminal history. These should have all been misdemeanors with fines, maybe, in a dismissal, maybe 30 days in jail. Instead, they're going to federal prison. If you are dismissive of that, well, they went into the Capitol. They're stupid. Okay. Then one day, when that knock comes to your door, don't expect an ounce of sympathy from me. I'm going to laugh at you because you stood back and you watched as this narrative was being set. And right now we have a culture that is beginning to incentivize the persecution and the reporting, the tattletaling, the narking of anyone who holds any right-wing thought. And it's freaking dangerous, man. Extremely dangerous. And the DOJ's in on it, which makes it the most dangerous thing. The media's in on it. Democrat politicians are in on it. And maybe the saddest part of the whole thing is Republicans, for the most part, won't say a word. How many Republicans in the House or Senate have spoken up about the January 6th political prisoners that we have in the United States of America? How many? How hard is it to get someone to speak up about political prisoners in Russia? No one likes that, right? Vladimir Putin, piece of crap. He finds his political opponents. He throws them in prison, locks them away. Every American, Tom, Dick, and Harry, that is wrong. You have people essentially being tortured by the criminal justice system in this country for the crime of being Republicans, and most elected Republicans, and frankly, most Republicans on the radio and TV, won't say a word on their behalf. Freaking disgraceful. I hope you're all embarrassed. Hang on.
Jacks his back, flexes his thoughts for the moment. Scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you pounded, you're a selfie man. And your fans, they all come crawling, slap you on the back.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, wishing everyone a very merry
Buenas tardes.
From us to you. Back to what we were talking about a little bit earlier before I get to CNN, and we get to laugh at them, and that's going to be fun. And we're going to do some emails here. We need to know what men have gone through during labor. For too long, Chris, labor's only been about the women with no thought to the plight of the man. Let's talk about that. This guy said her ability to smell everything. It's a roulette wheel of products we aren't using or we're not eating anymore because of the way the smell or how the heightened smell changed the way they taste. I swear, I don't have any knowledge of this. I think God gives women a heightened senses while they're pregnant as some sort of way to protect their baby. I swear, because my wife was a bloodhound during pregnancy. And I have this really incredible thing I do. Just buckle up for this. You ready for this? And by the way, don't email me telling me I'm white trash. I know I'm white trash. I invented white trash. But I have this thing I do where I take the Frito-Lay jalapeno cheddar cheese dip, and I scoop a few spoonfuls of it in a bowl, and then I take some Doritos and I smash up the bag of Doritos into wee little bits. I nuke the cheese dip, pull it out, pour the Doritos in there, mix it all up, eat it like a spoon. It's the greatest thing in the world. Doesn't look that good. Everyone who's ever tried it, though, has admitted it's incredible. I had to basically give it up while the wife was pregnant. The smell was more than she could take. It does smell up the house. I will tell you, it does smell up the house. Anyway, this guy says, my son was born 3 weeks ago. He's our fourth, but you're never really prepared for this sort of thing. I can't even begin to tell you how many times I had to put down my bag of Doritos and pause Game of Thrones because my wife needed something or the nurse made me move. Let's just say it was an ordeal. He says she slept all the time. I had to make my own dinner. That's not right. Well, that's not right, having to make your own dinner. This guy said no one recognized my glow. Having to suddenly start sharing my cheeseburgers. But they weren't Jesse's Famous, so I should probably have just trashed them everywhere. That's a fact. Stationed in Germany for my firstborn, the beer machine wasn't refrigerating well, and I had warm beer all day in the waiting room. Okay, you spoiled brats better not have gotten beer in the waiting room, or I'm going to be so jealous. We'll get back to more of those here in a second. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, I laughed once when my mom gave me a butt whooping. He said the dumbest thing I did, by the way. The next words spoken haunted me. Wait till your father gets home. And then he said, listen, thank you.
You know, and do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
It's never going to stop being funny when she runs out of gas at the end. Listen, thank you. We're done here. Sorry, we got a few more of these, then we'll get to making fun of CNN. Jesse, I'm an almost 67-year-old married homemaker who begrudgingly does all the dishes, dusting, intermittent cooking, vacuuming, laundry, day by day. Wherever I am driving to do errands or drive over to my daughter's for grandkitty sitting, I listen to the show. Today, after I dropped some banana bread, oh gosh, I love banana bread. After I dropped some banana bread, I made it over to my youngest daughter's place. I noticed something about myself. I couldn't wipe the smile off my face for the entire time I was listening to the show. This show is hilarious. It's also informative, intelligent, surprising, refreshing, endearing, absurd, comforting, honest, inclusive, nostalgic, and on and on. I just wanted to say that the show gives what our country really needs, smiling faces, and it goes without saying, bursts of laughter. Keep it up. You know, I will tell you, that's very nice. I only ever wanted to make somebody's day better. I love finding out I made someone's day better. Those emails like that make my day. Ah, Jesse, we listen as a family and we love it. I listen in the car with my kids. We love it. Jesse, I listen when I'm on a forklift. I love it. I like that, man. Jesse, how can monkeypox spread across the planet in a few months? It's a contact disease. Buddy, I wasn't in the Air Force. I don't know about monkeypox. Jesse, the best leadership advice I ever got was in sergeant school. My E7 instructor told us it's okay to not know the answer, every answer off the top of your head, but it's unacceptable not to know how to find the answer. Researching is a skill that people need to acquire immediately. Which brings me to something we were talking about earlier. We were talking about, yeah. Remember I mentioned my campaign and people were mad that I was going to take away Social Security. And the veterans groups, when it came to that bill who just passed, they thought Republicans were going to take away the veterans' benefits. We do live in a country that is based on lies now. Your institutions lie to you. Your media does. Your doctor does. The president does. Everyone lies to you at all times. It's because it's a communist society. It's entirely built on lies, like all communist societies. Okay. That's the bad news. The good news is this. There is a world, an entire world of information at your fingertips now, virtually at all times. Now, if you want to be lazy, I just want to watch the news, then you're going to live in a world of make-believe. But man, it really doesn't take that much effort to find out the truth. You know how I know? Because I'm an idiot. I went to community college. I don't even have an associate's degree. and I know the truth about things. I don't have some special access just because I'm a super important celebrity. What, Chris? But seriously, the information is there. How many podcasts are out there now with people who've done information giving you real information? I mean, look, all of them aren't doing fart jokes, but there are great podcasts. No, in all seriousness, how many smart podcasts are out there that are able to make you smarter and free? Did you pay for this show? Are there podcasts you pay for? Unless you're watching on the simulcast, you didn't pay a dime for this show. Not a dime. And look, set me aside because I'm an idiot. How many smart people are out there giving honest news every day? It's right at your fingertips. If you don't know the truth, it's your fault. It's a you problem. Which brings us to CNN. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. It's your go-to spot for anything and everything sports. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, college, whatever's hot in the street, we're talking about it on Wake and Jake. So if you're a diehard fan or looking for the latest buzz, we've got you covered. No matter your favorite sport, we're breaking it down with the passion that'll make you feel like you're in the stands with us. Plus, we've got a bunch of guests, Foolish Bailey, Jolly Olive, Chris Rose, and more. Mock drafts, rankings, whatever you want. It's the sports world. And come on and join our friends in the Wake and Jake family. You will not regret it. So, new episodes Monday and Wednesday. You can watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen to Wake and Jake on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Devil I know, all my troubles are handling your trigger. Take your eyes and your mind from the road. Shoot your mouth if you know you're aiming. Don't forget to pick up what you sow. Talking trash to the garbage around you.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. No guests or calls tonight. I got to be honest. We probably won't do any more calls the rest of the week. Chris, we did one night with calls. We took calls one night, right? What? That's all. Look. It's really about me. What, Chris? I try to focus mainly on myself around here. All right. I did enjoy this little bit from CNN.
The deeper problem here really is that the visit by the speaker is really pushing America more toward recognizing China as an independent country. That's the big problem here. Don't forget, too. Speaker Pelosi, it's a free pass for her. She's not the president. She doesn't have to worry about conducting foreign policy worldwide. She is a member of Congress. She doesn't have to worry about it. She does a little, but not much. So poor Joe Biden, he looks weak because he either told her not to go, and it looks weak in the Chinese guys, or he's weak because he told her not to go and she went anyway. And that makes us look a little bit weak to the Chinese. And I got to tell you, during the time I was serving in Beijing, one thing I really learned, Chinese understand strength better than do people in any other country, and they could smell weakness 100 miles away. We've got to be strong.
Well, that's probably not good. But you know how I know that's the first time you heard that? Because you're not watching CNN, because no one else is. You ready for a great headline? Profits slump at CNN as ratings plummet. That is too bad. The network is on pace to drop below $1 billion in profit for the first time in years, according to people familiar with its operations. Here's the problem. And this is just, look, hey, you want to know how this business works? Because I'm on TV too. Remember, I'm on the first TV every single night, 9 p.m. Eastern, fresh show tonight. And radio works the same way. It works based on advertising. Based on advertising. That's why you get to listen for free. That's why you get to watch my TV show for free. All this stuff's free because advertising pays for it. Well, advertisers have to get their money's worth if they're buying ad spots on the show, or they'll go do something else. They'll go spend their money elsewhere. If you're MyPillow, I've told you before. Right now, MyPillow's, they're selling these great percale sheets, even though everyone's mad at me about how I say it. They're selling these summer sheets that you can breathe easy. They have a great sale on them. But MyPillow's selling these sheets right now. MyPillow, if they can advertise anywhere they want. Mike Lindell has built this gigantic company. They could advertise all over every TV station. He could abandon TV. He could do billboards. He could send out mailers. And maybe he's doing all these things too. I don't know. I'm not in charge of the company. But instead, MyPillow chooses to advertise on this show. If MyPillow doesn't get a response from that, then they pack it up. And they take their money elsewhere. They take their advertising money elsewhere. And that wasn't me begging you to go buy MyPillow right now, by the way, even though they are the greatest freaking sheets ever. And they, look, it is a great sale. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. They're summer sheets so you don't sweat. I hate waking up sweating and miserable. So go get some percale sheets while supplies last because they're limited. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. But that really wasn't me making, a pitch for it. It was, understand that that's how it works. You're an adult. You understand that's how it works, right? If you're a TV company like CNN, you have to be interesting. Above all, you have to be interesting. You don't necessarily have to be correct on the issues or whatnot because CNN's wrong on everything. You at least have to be interesting. The problem for CNN is CNN's boring. It's boring. You can be totally right according to a wrong audience. If you're boring, it won't matter. And here's what I mean by that. If I were to sit down here every night, this is a great example. If I have obviously a right-wing anti-communist audience. That's who's going to listen to my show. And I realize there are Democrats, older Democrats that listen and whatnot, but for the most part, I have a right-wing audience. What if I sat down every single night and this was my show? I think taxes should be low. Man, we need lower taxes. Don't you agree, guys? Hey, I'm anti-abortion. I'm pro-life. Are you pro-life? Let's open up the calls and see if you're pro-life, guys. If I was to do that for 3 hours every show, I didn't say anything right there you disagree with. I think we should secure the border. Don't you? Build the wall, guys. I didn't say a single thing you disagreed with right there. You agreed with all of it. Yet, you would change the station. Why? This is freaking boring. It's lame. It's boring. I know you've heard shows like that. It's terrible. You have to be interesting. It's an interesting business. You have to be interesting. CNN, that's essentially what CNN has become. They've become the communist version of what I was just doing. Man, Trump sucks. Don't you agree? Yeah, I agree. Trump sucks. Yeah, Trump's the worst. Hey, he's a Nazi, isn't he? Yeah, Trump's a Nazi, guys. Yeah, and America's racist. That's not interesting. CNN's problem, like someone like Don Lemon or Brian Stelter. I mean, you might point out the problem would be their testosterone levels, and you wouldn't be wrong, but really the problem with them is they're not interesting. They don't have anything to say. And the problem is if you're a communist, it's very, very difficult for you to be interesting because communists, as I've explained before, communists are essentially robots and you need to think of them like robots. The communist doesn't think. And remember, the communist doesn't want to think. That's why every argument you've ever gotten into with a communist, it always turns into them insulting you. Oh, whatever, Nazi, or changing the subject. Oh, what about what Trump did? That's why, because you've gone outside of their programming when you start arguing with them. You find out they're a mile wide and an inch deep. They're that way because they don't think. They haven't thought it through. They went up to the hive mind. They took their cord. They plugged their cord in. They got a new software update with the new talking points, and now they left. Well, that's fine if you're building a communist army of lemmings. Don't get me wrong. It'd be very effective. They've been very effective at tearing apart this society. But it's not good TV. It's not good radio. Why do you think all the biggest radio shows, they're all shows on the right? It's a whole lot of Clay and Bucks and Glenn Beck's and shows like that. And it's just not a lot of other left-wing stuff. Because have you heard NPR? I mean, probably not, but have you ever turned that on? Every now and then you'll be in a dentist's office or something like that with NPR on. I swear, I wasn't doing a bit. It sounds like that. Yeah, and we all know we should have open borders and be more polite to immigrants, guys. Don't you agree, Bob? Oh, I do agree, Mary. I'm glad you asked me that. That's a really good point. That sucks! Who wants to sit and listen to that? I want to listen to Frito Bandito.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
It's not a weird show, Chris. That's not right. Is it a weird show? I'm not weird. You're weird. I think the wife says I'm weird too. I don't think I'm weird. I think everyone else is weird. I think I'm the normal one. Oh, someone else is mad at me about how I say per cal sheets. Listen to this, Chris. He actually put in subject lines. It's per cal or K. I don't know what he's saying. He said, Jesse, I know you're a student of public schools. It's obvious, but it's not per cal soft A. It's per cal long A. The dopes that think they can take Russia's place or whatever. Anyway, Mike Lindell says it correctly. Please respect your sponsor in the English language. I respect you because you're a Marine, but I'm skeptical. He says his name is Brian. The problem is, Brian, you don't understand. Not only am I a little strange, I'm uneducated. That actually didn't help at all because I don't know what soft A and long A mean either. Chris, do you know what those mean? What's a long A? Okay, I know what you mean. It's per kale. See? Nailed it. MyPillow.com promo code Jesse. Get your per kale sheets today. All right. Quick, Chris. Grow up. We have a couple more emails. And then we have headlines I didn't get to. And then I'm leaving you. Peace out for a second.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to headlines I didn't get to, I do want to take a moment and once again read your responses, because men have been going through labor with women for a long time and the men don't get any credit for it. And so I wanted some of your responses. This guy said, the hardest things about my wife's pregnancy was having to sit through those Lamaze classes with her. On the bright side, the breathing really works. I didn't feel a thing. You do. Chris, you're going to have to do these classes. They're called Lamaze classes. Don't think you're going to get out of it either, pal. Ooh, maybe you could get her to schedule them in the evening and then you'll be working. That's always a great call. Anyway, you have to go in the classes and they have to teach the women how to breathe. No, you don't just breathe, Chris. They make them do weird women stuff. I forget it was like, I don't know. They have to do some stuff that help women get through pregnancy. And I had to go with the wife. It was brutal. It was absolutely brutal. The guy said, my dad dropped my mom off at the hospital and went back to work. Such an important message about priorities and being the breadwinner. My dad doesn't smoke, never smoked. He dipped for a while, but never smoked. My dad was so nervous when my mom was going through labor. He bailed on her and went outside the hospital and was chain smoking cigarettes. I had some nice cigars saved there for the occasion of our first child. I was obviously being a good sport about it, despite it being a girl, this guy said. But get this, I couldn't smoke in the delivery room, even though I had a perfectly paired whiskey. This guy said her house cleaning really went down there for a while. I let it slide on account of me being a good man and all. Fellas, keep sending me your tales of heroism that you went through during your wife's labor. For too long, they have owned this issue. All right. You do get to own one issue on a serious side here before we get to the emails I didn't get to headlines I didn't get to. I do think, and I saw the headlines today about the housing market. What's happening right now in the housing market is it's a really, really, really bad sign about where we're going. Not where we are, where we're going. Look, I'll cover the details tomorrow, all right? But it's really bad. Do you have an emergency food supply? And I need to be clear. I hope you never need it. Maybe you will never need it. When I tell you about My Patriot Supply, yes, I love them. And they're a great anti-communist company. And I love what they do. I do. I genuinely love them. They're wonderful people. But I hope you never have to use their product. I really do. But man alive, if the day comes and you need it, you're going to wish you had an emergency food kit. I know inflation's hitting. Not everyone can get the 3-month emergency food kit. They have a 4-week one now. At least get that. $50 off. Even FEMA tells you to have 3 months of emergency food. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. You'll see you can get a 4-week kit for $50 off. Do that now for every member of your house. If you're alone, that's fine. Just get one for yourself. But if you have 4 people, get 4 of them. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Again, honestly, no, you're probably not to say this. No, you're not supposed to say this. I hope you never need it. I genuinely do. I hope 50 years from now you're looking at it and you're saying, dang, I never used it. Look, if that happens, please email me and cuss me out. But man alive, it beats the alternative, doesn't it? It really, really, really beats the alternative. These people were trying to wreck us here.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Nancy Pelosi leaves Taiwan after enraging China. Man, how sauce do you think Grandma Vodka got on the way home from that one? Got out of there, caused an international incident. Her husband's on trial for getting a DUI. I bet you they had Grey Goose in every cup holder on that plane waiting for her. New York City Episcopalian. I always almost mess up that word and almost say, don't say how, Chris. There's like 90 syllables in that. What do you mean? How? Anyway, it says New York City Episcopalian school invited drag queen activist to Pride Chapel. The destruction and weakening of the Christian church in this country, turning it into nothing more than a, quote, tolerant, turn the other cheek church that accommodates this demonic filth is such a big reason why we are where we are as a country. Your church should be leading the charge against this kind of filth. Instead, they invite them in. The 117th Congress, establishing the Marxist roots of critical race theory and detail the threat of this divisive ideology poses to the American Republic. They're trying to pass a House resolution. I think that's fine. We're trying to recognize communism and critical race theory. I hate to be a cynic, but it seems like it was only yesterday Barack Obama was president and we had a Republican House and a Republican Senate and they kept passing these Obamacare repeals. You remember this? It was like every other day they'd pass this repeal of Obamacare. Obama would, of course, reject these. He'd reject it and we'd move on. And then Trump took over and the Republicans had the House and Senate and they couldn't manage to send one Obamacare repeal to Trump's desk so he could sign it, which Trump would have signed. So you'll have to forgive me if I once again hear Republicans are in the minority and they're passing these great bills. Show me what you do with the majority, huh, guys? Just once. Show me what you do with that. Leaked documents show FBI is equating basic American terminology with violent extremism. Credit to Keira Davis on Red State for this one. Yes, there are things like the Revolutionary War images, the Gadsden flag, Betsy Ross flag. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is now associating those with violent extremists. What, Chris? Yes, the Betsy Ross flag. You see, Chris, this is yet another example of the Federal Bureau of Investigation criminalizing being an enemy of the Democratic Party. I've said it 1,000 times before. It is the most dangerous thing happening in the United States of America right now. It's the biggest deal. Trump-backed Tudor Dixon easily wins Michigan's GOP governor's primary. I actually know Tudor personally. I worked with her for a little while. Tudor is the bomb. If you're in Michigan, go support Tudor. Go vote for Tudor. Awesome lady. Arizona Republicans slam Pinal County election failures in a joint statement. You do understand that Europe doesn't have any of these election snafus we seem to have every time, right? Why do you think that is? Teenage pro-life activist brutally attacked while knocking on doors to talk to Kansas voters. Of course, some pro-abortion monster came out and attacked her. Shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. I believe I read that somewhere once. Why are you sending your teenage daughter to talk to demons door to door? These pro-abortionist people are evil, violent demons. They will hurt her, send someone with her to protect her, or don't allow her to go at all. Georgians can claim an embryo as a dependent on tax returns. Huh. Look at that. It's a life all of a sudden. How about that? All right. Remember, you can email the show. We're going to be back tomorrow to have more fun. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you missed it, go download the podcast. Did I not tell you we were going to have a good time? That's all.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.